Gun ownership is a right in America, and that right is only fully effective when it has responsibility, common sense, and education attached to it. That holds true, by the way, for the gun owner as well as those in seats of decision-making at a local, state, and federal level. A gun is meant to be a means of protection, with many cases a woman being the person in need of that protection. That's the specialty of my next guest, who through her work and books guides women wisely and factually into smart gun ownership. Her latest book is Armed and Female Too, Never an Easy Target. She has taught over 7,000 women about personal protection strategies. Paxton Quigley, how are you today, Paxton?
Well, I'm very well today and excited to be on the show. Armed and Female is available on Amazon.com, and I hope all of your women, people, as well as your other listeners, we'll go ahead and purchase the book, because I've spent a lot of time really dealing into the whole issue of women and guns. And the most amazing thing for me was to find out, believe it or not, that 35 million women own guns for self-defense. And that doesn't even include households where a husband, a father, or a son, or even a daughter has a gun. So that's a surprise, I think, to many women. The book is not only about guns and learning how to shoot a gun for self-defense. I also talk about non-lethal self-defense. And I think that it almost should go together, that you should have a gun, but you should also know how to protect yourself, because you might be in a situation where you don't have your gun, number one. Number two, you might not be able to get to a gun in time, and you really need to know how to fight an attacker. And all of that is in the book, including pepper spray and other kinds of tools that you can use to protect yourself. So I would say that it's all in one book rather than just about guns.
It is indeed.
I was against guns. I hated guns. I got to admit, I was a liberal. I was even involved in an anti-gun movement briefly. But something horrible happened. A friend of mine was sound asleep in Los Angeles, and someone broke into her bedroom window, and she tried to run out. He attacked her, raped her, and left her. And I had to take her to the hospital, and I saw the damage that was done. And the first thing that came into my mind was, I wanted to learn how to shoot a gun. And literally, a month later, I was at a class in Los Angeles learning how to shoot a .38 special revolver. And then all of a sudden, I started looking at what was out there in terms of books, and there really was nothing written about gun and guns. And I wrote Armed and Female a number of years ago. And Armed and Female number two is totally a new book and talks about what's going on now.
What should go into a decision to buy a gun on a personal level, whether it be for protection, for someone who has had to confront a case of domestic violence in their life, or someone who just wants to be proactive and be ready to go should something happen?
Okay, I think, number one, you have to think about your children. How old are your children? Do they understand the fact that you're going to be bringing in a gun in the house and that they can't get a hold of it? So that's number one. Number two, you have to know that even if you have a gun in the house, it has to be in a safe place. There are a lot of portable safeties you can put a gun in. The problem is, do you keep the gun loaded or unloaded? That's another factor. So there's a lot of thought that has to go in before you even go ahead and buy a gun. The other important thing is that you have to do drills when you have the gun. You just can't go to a shooting range, especially an indoor shooting range, because one of the things is you've got to have drills. You have to know what's going on, whether you're inside or outside. Are there other people around who could be killed? And all of this happens because when if there's something that goes down, you're under tremendous pressure. So women have got to start thinking differently when they decide they want to buy a gun, because there's so many factors out there that have to be addressed before you do it, because as we all know, a gun is lethal. So, you know, and then there's the other problem that a husband may have a gun himself that could use it against you. You could get into that kind of fight. There's a myriad of questions out there that I answer in the book. And, a lot of people say, well, what about having a military-style weapon? I am basically not in favor of women owning any kind of weapon like that. You have to be skilled. Perhaps if you've been in the Marines or the Army, that's something different. But I would stay and learn how to shoot a gun and practice, you know, especially in the beginning. You should go out once a week. Later on, you could do it once a month. But in the beginning, it's so crucial because you really have to get, a memory of what it's like to shoot a gun. And also, you have to know how to clean a gun, load a gun, and unload a gun. And all of this is in Armed and Female Number 2, Never an Easy Target. And I have great pictures of women learning how to shoot, including there are many movie stars out there that own guns for self-defense and are now admitting to it or have used a gun on a set. So it's a new phenomenon in the United States. So many women they work from home, they're alone, or they're in the office. They leave by themselves. Some of them have an overnight shift. So there are so many situations now that are occurring that are rather scary for women. And most men, they don't realize it, that women are scared right now.
No, that's very true. We're talking with Paxton Quigley with her book, Armed and Female 2, Never an Easy Target, PaxtonQuigley.com. And yes, we have the link over at our homepage as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. That's why I think your book really rises to an important level, because it really brings about the combination of responsibility and education in ways that most people don't think. But when it comes to those days of trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to go with as far as a handgun is concerned? Because you mentioned assault weapons. Even the creator of the AR-15 said, this is for military use only. I don't want to see it in civilian hands, because that's not what it was intended for. But do women also often make the mistake of saying, well, let me go with the .22 because that's the smallest. I know I can handle that, when they're selling themselves short about what their actual potential is and having to have the ability to operate correctly and responsibly a higher gauge weapon, higher caliber weapon?
I don't recommend a .22. It does not have good stopping power. Now, if a woman is really frightened about a gun, perhaps her first gun that she shoots can be a .22. But immediately after that, she's got to go to a .38, at least a .38 special. Many women then even graduate to 45 semi-automatics. It depends on sometimes the age of the person and the ability. There's got to be, you have to have a good strong finger, that first finger, not the thumb, the first finger, whether you're left-handed or right-handed, has to be really strong. And there are actually devices out there that can help you build the strength of your fingers if you have a weak so-called first finger. And I think you need to also try many guns. You know, a gun that's good for me may not be good for my sister.
I know, for example, we had the owner on the show some time ago. There's a gun range in northeastern New Jersey, which invites people, women in particular, to come in and physically go through the process of holding a gun, firing a gun under expert supervision. They're NRA certified, obviously. And that's something important, too, isn't it, too, Paxton, to make sure that your trainer is certified and is authorized and is going to do the job that they should be doing.
I agree totally with you. I've always preferred being with an NRA certified instructor. They also have insurance. So that's a plus. And I think the best thing that we say, education, practice, and awareness. Women have to be more aware also of what's going around them. And another thing is, even though you can be out in broad daylight, you can get attacked just as easily as at midnight at night.
Which is, those are some of the stories that you feature in your book, too. You also brought up a great point, because people, even if you're aware of your situation, you could still be incorrect. You point out one statistic where it takes only a second and a half for someone with a knife to lunge to you to be able to sink that knife into you. A lot of people think, well, okay, I'm a good distance away. I got this. I can get out of this. Well, maybe not.
Yes, you are totally right, and I'm happy that you brought that up, because that is important for women to know. Again, it's education, practice, and awareness.
Just to close this out, as far as image versus reality, what do you think is the biggest distortion people have about guns that you hope your book is going to clarify?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, bad information out there, and it's got to be curtailed. And I think the other thing is that they have to realize that they have to become more safe in this, and realize that even though you are trying to be safe, in the end, even a gun may not be safe for you.
And for you.
Unless you know what you're doing.
And for you listening right now, we mentioned this last time we were together, there's certainly New Jersey is not user-friendly when it comes to getting a right to carry permit, but in light of what Paxton writes about in Armed and Female 2, Never an Easy Target, there is pending legislation here in New Jersey that would streamline the process to get a right to carry permit for any woman who is facing a danger of a domestic violence incident or has a romantic person in her life who has been charged and convicted of domestic violence. So steps are being taken in the right direction. They're slow, but that's just the way politics works. As far as knowledge and education, that can come about quickly when it's presented accurately, and that's what Paxton does in Armed and Female 2, Never an Easy Target. Be sure to get a copy, because it is, as I often say, information is empowerment, and when it comes to personal safety and awareness and education, Paxton's book, Armed and Female 2, that is the quality information that will keep you safe, that will keep you smart, and that will keep you empowered. PaxtonQuigley.com. Paxton, you are a person who can empower many is rare these days, but that is exactly what you do through your work, person to person, as well as to the masses with your book and what you do with your website. Thank you so much for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you, and I'd love to have you on. I'd love to be on again if you'd like me to be on.
Hey, whenever there's a gun issue, we will come to you, because as far as the stupidity that's out there versus the wisdom you have, I'll go with you anytime.
Hey, thank you very much.